Did anybody out there hear me? Hear me? On this team, we fight that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Coming in at 320 kilobytes per second, it's time for Matty C's Sports for you and me.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with.
All right, good morning, everybody, and to my friend here, good evening. I have a special guest today. This guy is a karate fighter at is Karate FC, correct?
KC, it's just basically KC Karate Combat. That's the name of the organization.
Karate Combat, and this is a Latvian fighter. Name is Edgar Skrivers, and he's called the Bear Slayer, which I think is a badass name.
The one and only, the Bear Slayer.
So how are you this evening over there?
It's all good. Enjoying my time and hopping on a podcast with you.
Awesome. Thank you. And so what started you in karate?
Well, back in the day, at those times when I was a kid, my parents, grandparents, and everybody just was all the time I was watching fighting movies, Jackie Chan, Bruce Lee, Ninja Turtles, everything. So it got me interested just from that, just from this like so-called propaganda, which my parents led me to. And after that, when I started the first grade in the school, my parents also put me in a karate school, and it all just started from there, and I never stopped from there.
And your record proves that, man. I mean, you're 5-1 in karate. I know I keep forgetting karate combat, and you know, and that's big right now. I mean, that record is very, very good. So we were just talking about this earlier. I mean, how cool is it? You know, I saw the pit just through, like you said, like you saw like how karate, like through propaganda, and the same with me with the pit. Like, what's it like fighting in the pit?
It's just like in the movie, as we were chatting before. It's like just like in a blood sport, something like that, similar like that. You cannot describe it, how it feels. It's different because I have fought almost everywhere, on regular tatamis, in a ring, in a cage, everywhere. Cage is different. And when you're fighting for the first time, you have to get used to it, because it is pretty different for both of the parties, the one who's attacking, the one who's like defending and counterattacking. I think overall it's, like I said, something new, something different, original, and I love it. You can use these walls for all kind of techniques, showtime kicks, and not only that.
It's so big though. Like, I feel like you could just like run that like whole area, have a strategic plan to go to one corner to another corner, and it's so big, like you can expand on what move you're gonna do next, like actually have a plan for it, like right on the spot, like, oh hey, I'm gonna go to the right or left, and I still have plenty of space to set up my kicks or set up my striking, anything like that.
I agree. It's pretty big. It's really big, especially when you get like these 45 mm-hmm. angle balls. It even gets bigger. You can run up and just run out of the corner. It's hard to, for pressure fighters, it's hard to like corner guys, Because when you get in the corner, in the ring, there's like no place to run. Either you go forward or left to the right, and you can get like easily knocked out because you cannot run outside somewhere. But here you can just run up and run around and get out. And the area by itself, I guess it was eight meters. Overall, 8 meters, 8 meters. So it's pretty big. If I was the one who's like gonna make the changes, I would change the pit a little bit smaller, and I think we will see more knockouts because of that. Just like in my last fight when I was fighting my opponent from Machida Karate, that was his strategy, just to move around, just to score points, and all the time just to counter, just to counter, just to move a lot. And it wasn't that easy to cut him off and just to like release my combos, release my attacks. But in the end, thanks God, I got the W after 6 rounds of war.
Now, what's amazing to me is, like, I know you have different styles and stuff like that, and you know, because that pit is so big, like, do you feel like you have to use a lot more cardio than an average MMA cage in a boxing ring or anything like that? Do you feel like you do more cardio than ever?
Well, it's hard to say. The cardio is different if you compare it to boxing, to MMA, all of these sports, also karate, combat. It's different. Each and every discipline is different. Different cardio, specific cardio, specific boxing cardio, because you only have to use your hands and basically your footwork. Of course, the legs are involved and everything, but you don't kick. When you kick, it takes a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. And with MMA, all of this wrestling, grappling, after you grapple, you get from the bottom, you get up, you stand up, and after that you have to strike. It's not that easy as well. Here it's you have to have a lot of cardio, yes, because it involves a lot of movement in the karate and a lot of kicks, because in karate combat, kicks are scoring much more higher than just the punches. So you have to kick more. And of course, it's going to take more energy than just throwing a punch.
Absolutely. And I've seen it in your videos, like how quick you are, man. Like you don't give up. You just go right in. You don't back down. You know, like from the fights I've seen you don't really back up, and you're not like, oh shit, like I better step off. You're more, I'm gonna keep going at you until you're tired.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like I said as well in my interviews after the post fights and everything, I said I'm not afraid of getting tired. I know that I'm gonna get in there in the pit, I'm gonna get tired, but I know as well that I'm gonna make my opponent more tired. So that's name of the game. When you're gonna go run 100 meter sprints and everything, you know that you're gonna get tired. This is how the sport is. It's an anaerobic sport. The lactic acid is gonna bring up, it's gonna boil up in your body, but you just have to push through. And it's not only about the physical, it's all about the mental as well. You have to understand and just keep on pushing. And nobody forced you to get in there. It's you who made the choice, and you have to go. You have to like break all the limits and just go there. And then whatever happens, happens. It doesn't really matter.
And you yourself, you're in Shotokan style of karate. And I know some people don't know like the actual difference. So in your style, what makes it different from the other karate styles?
Well, yeah, I started with Shotokan style, which is the like traditional style. It's more about movement, about distance control, about timing your punches. And after that, I went to all of the disciplines. After that, I started boxing, K1, kickboxing, judo, wrestling, grappling, you name it, and everything. Thai boxing as well. After that, I went to Thailand because I knew that at some point I want to learn Thai boxing, and the best place, of course, is Thailand. So I went there, I lived there for a year, and was training all of the disciplines, including Thai boxing as well. And just all throughout the years, when I started since 1998, I have the, like, all of this knowledge from all of the martial arts. And I knew it was time finally now to, like, open up my new schools, my new style as well. It's called Scriver's Karate, because it's not the traditional Shotokan style anymore. It's like I said, a mix in between everything, and I call it like battle tested karate, because you can see it works in karate combat. I have fought in MMA. I have a good record there as well, 16-4, and it works. It just works. It's not the McDojo style karate what you see on Instagram, on YouTube, all of these funny things, giving belts also to the left, to the right. And it's a real karate.
And it's funny that you said about Thailand. I talked to numerous people who went there, and I think that's the only thing in blood sport, I believe, is in the stadiums, they go and they bet in each row. Instead of selling popcorn or something like that, they're putting the slips out for bets on these guys. And it's absolutely amazing how in different parts of the world things work. And, you know, it's cool that, like, you know, you're training in Dubai right now, correct?
Yes, correct.
And, you know, is it because is there not enough resources in Latvia that you need to come to Dubai and train instead of in your home country?
No, it's actually just freaking cold there. And I cannot stand cold. So I'm just here enjoying the summertime. For them, it's the winter time, but it's perfect weather for me. So mostly the winter time, I usually here. I have a team here as well, training here. A lot of fighters, a lot of athletes come here right now. Is Hamza Chimaev as well. He's starting his training camp for his next fight. And we're training together as well. So there are a lot of people just coming here, not like in Latvia. This is the one place where you can see, like, everybody from world famous boxers to, like, world famous UFC guys. But in Latvia, I will not say we don't have good we don't have good coaches. I have a good team. Mm-hmm. And this is where I started. This is where I won my first world titles as well, including karate combat. So sometimes you will just have to get out of your comfort zone as well, and mix things up, both for your body and just for your mind. You have to change things. Otherwise, you're just going to get in the routine and stop there.
And my thing was, is that, like, with the resources, I meant, is there enough gyms in Latvia that, you know, how, like, much resources, like, they have in America, they have in Dubai and stuff like that? Do you feel like there's enough gyms in the areas in your country?
Yeah, of course. It's not like in Dubai. It's not like America. It's not so many gyms. But there are gyms, there are coaches, there are training partners, and we have good coaches. Also, we have good education system in sports education, so they are developed highly. They can train. They are training Olympic athletes. They are training professional boxers, karate combat fighters as well, and. When it's like that, you cannot work without thinking what you're going to do with the athletes. You have to work on quality. You have to use these resources, what you have, and just be smart about it.
And so with your promotion right now, do they let you do like different grappling tournaments or anything like that? Like, are you allowed to do anything outside of the promotion?
No, I have an exclusive contract with them. I only can fight at the moment with Karate Combat. So only if there are no shows, no events, no nothing, then they can give me the permission. But otherwise, if everything's happening, everything's going on, I only can stay with Karate Combat.
Gotcha. And are you fighting soon?
Now they're gonna have a event the 17th of December, and after that, most likely I'm gonna fight either February or March probably. There's nothing yet scheduled, but I think pretty soon it's gonna be scheduled and it's gonna be out on Karate Combat socials and also on my socials.
And what's your goal in Karate Combat? Obviously to be a champ. So yeah. is there any other like aspirations you want to do? Like, you know, like, is there another goal of like doing another style of fighting like MMA or boxing or anything like that?
Well, at least for now, when I'm still here, I have 3 more fights with them. Of course, I'm going to be with them. I'm going to fight mm-hmm. there. My goal, my motivation is to regain my title, which I had before. And just shit happens sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. And most of the greats like GSP also lost. And after that, they came back. So this is my motivation. And after that, we're gonna see all of the options. Because, like I said before, I have also a good MMA record, and if I'm gonna compete there, I don't see any other option. If I'm gonna transition to MMA, most likely it's gonna be UFC or probably. No other promotion is interesting for me. But other than that, I had some amateur boxing fights as well before mm-hmm. when I was training and competing a little bit in amateur boxing, so-called amateur. It's like Olympic style of boxing. And I'm on at some point of my sports career, I wanna make a pro boxing debut as well.
That's some good dreams there. And the thing is, you're at
it's
a...
Not, it's not dreams. It's goals.
That's true. True. Yeah. And you're at the prime age, the age you are right now, where it's like you're at like the point where you could go anywhere. It's not that you're 30. Not that I'm saying anything bad about people who are a little bit older, like 38 or in their 40s and stuff. You're still like in the prime per se, and the way I see you train is unreal. So it's really cool how you like show everybody how you train through your Instagrams and your social media. So I think that's really cool that you show off to the world like the basic things and stuff.
Yeah, I feel I'm not yet in my prime. I'm just getting there. This is like theoretically the so-called when you get in the prime, when your physique, when your body and also your mind like becomes one, and I can feel that I'm getting up there. I'm still climbing, I'm still evolving and getting better. And about the socials and everything, of course, this is what I do, this is my work, this is my passion. And I'm just training and showing other people what I do. And if they are following me on Instagram, on YouTube, I have some online courses as well there. So anybody who like trains, is doing some kind of martial arts, they can check out either my YouTube and Instagram. And I have my website as well, ScreeversMMA.com. go check it out, and maybe you're gonna learn some things as well.
Awesome, man. And you know, besides this whole you know, any type of combat sport, do you have any other aspirations after fighting, such as like coaching or anything like that?
Well, I, at the moment I coach as well. I coach here and there. I run specifically, I run more like seminars, seminars in my home country in Latvia. We have a branch of Skrivers Karate there. We have a branch of Skrivers Karate in India as well. I'm doing some seminars. I'm like assisting them through online, making the training programs. And it's a plan also to open up Skrivers Karate here in Dubai, because Dubai gave me so a lot when the COVID started and everything. This was the only place open, so everybody came here. A lot of athletes came here. We were able to train. We were able to compete. So I just want to give back to this community as well, and build my own school here as well.
And I can totally agree with you with Dubai, because it's really becoming like a fighting mecca. Like you said, every style of sport is now going into Dubai, and a lot of things are happening in the fight world. I mean, UFC comes there all the time. Boxing matches, like Top Rank Boxing, Showtime Boxing, everything is coming to Dubai. And I think it's like, it's amazing, because it's a beautiful, beautiful area.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that Karate Combat is also in the talks with Dubai, and the locals here, they want to organize some kind of event here as well, maybe even the next year. So Dubai is not yet the main spot for martial arts. Slowly, like you said, it's becoming. I think the main place right now probably is Vegas for all the fights. All of the big fights are happening there. Mm-hmm. The UFC, boxing matches as well. But Middle East is picking up the game as well.
Exactly. And my final question to you, Edgars, is what is your victory meal?
Well, this time, what did I have after this victory? I had just a burger, fries, a milkshake, and the next morning it has to be 100%. It has to be pancakes and waffles.
That's an excellent combo. I like that.
It is especially here, after a cup of weight.
And everybody over here is like, oh, you know, pizza and like stuff like that. And I'm like, that's the first time I heard that one. So it's surprising, because I've never heard anybody say like a traditional like style meal, like a burger, shake, fries and pancakes, man. I like it.
Traditional American.
Well, I mean, now it's traditional Latvian too.
Yeah. No. So, I enjoy the meal. I enjoy the meal, especially after a victory. It tastes different. It's the taste of victory. You can eat anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's just even more satisfying.
Exactly.
So, Edgars, I want to thank you very much for taking the time out. I know you have an extremely busy schedule. And where can everybody follow you?
Well, thank you for welcoming me on the podcast. It was my pleasure to come here. And for anybody who want to follow me, my sports career, my karate combat career, they can find me on all of the social media. It's Skrivers MMA.
Simple enough. And everybody, yeah. Edgars Skrivers, the Bear Slayer, the best name I've heard so far. And I've heard a lot of MMA names. So Bear Slayer is taking first place right now.
The one and only.
All right, everybody, thank you very much. This is Maddie C and the Bear Slayer, Edgar Skrivers. Thank you very much.
Thanks for watching Matty C's Sports for You and Me. Make sure to follow Matty C on MattCameron23 on Twitter, MattyC23 on Instagram, and subscribe to Matty C's Sports for You and Me on YouTube.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with. I bring the flow, with lyrical stamina, rapping a million miles. One pun, I'm an animal, then I'm a cannibal, taking my pick and I pounce. Bold and serious, cold amphibious track murderer. A cup I need by no one, so I got my back. Vertebra, the heat is up, extinguisher. I got the track burning up. Don't think to touch, 6 feet's enough to get the match to combust. Diamond, strike it, ignite on any given surface, silent, callous, symbols that come.